Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim titled his column, Safety Record in the Pulp and Paper Industry. And here's what he has to say about that. If you stroll over to our site, Paper Money, you will find we have been keeping meticulous records of safety foibles in our industry since 2017. For a long time, the industry has patted itself on the back for its safety record. Perhaps we've had a small part in pulling it up by its leash on this subject. I do think the industry has gone from a time of poor safety performance, pre-1975 or so, to good safety performance, approximately 1975 to 1995, and now in the last 25 years it has regressed somewhat. In the book Personalities in the Pulp and Paper Industry, I talk about the fiduciary duties of boards of directors. I point out the way you can look at how well they take care of their physical assets by looking at the conditions of the roofs of their facilities, which anyone can now see on Google Earth. I further point out that you could look at how they care for their brain trust, the employees, by looking at the safety record of their employees. Our charts on Paper Money combine both of these and indicate the overall attitude of the board of directors for any company. The reason safety records seem to be in decline are twofold. First, when the white paper and newsprint sides of the business went into decline, there simply was not enough money to do everything. Sadly, in those conditions, safety often suffers. Short-term gain for long-term pain. Second, pure investment owners, the equivalent of house flippers, if you will, as contrasted to strategic owners, don't understand the business, nor do they intend to be in it long enough to make long-term investments. Their approach is slapping a little paint on it, mow the grass, and put a for sale sign in the front yard. Their safety record verifies this attitude. Safety is really pretty simple. It's often a matter of seconds. Ever had someone you know die in a traffic accident? Did you think about what would have happened if one or more parties operating vehicles in that accident had waited a second or two before they turned or pulled out from a stop sign? You name it. The outcome would have been entirely different. Safety is by seconds. However, if we don't have an attitude of being appropriately cautious and considering surroundings, we make mistakes. Being appropriately cautious means we have our minds cleared and are focused on the immediate surroundings and the task at hand. If our mill has a tense atmosphere, has been significantly lax in enforcing a good safety attitude, bad things will happen. Looking at the track record posted on paper money indicates that this problem is pervasive. For safety this week, teaching people to slow down by just a little bit may improve your safety record. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.